You're listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. This show was once about business, LinkedIn, and my life with an autoimmune disease. And then one day I found out I was misdiagnosed, so I had to switch things up a bit. Life is so short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. I'm on a mission to help women take their business and life to that next level they deserve to be at. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today, and I cannot wait to share these amazing stories of other female entrepreneurs who will be featured on the show. If you have a story or brand you want to share, send me a message on Facebook and Instagram today. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I would love to connect with you. Do you want to live chat during this episode? Make sure you're listening on iHeartRadio. I'm here to remind you to work hard, stay humble, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to The Happy Workaholic Podcast. And now let's get into today's show. Welcome back to a brand new show. Today, I want to talk to you guys about how you can thrive, be your best self, and actually become an expert in complete chaos. I know this sounds kind of crazy, so I'm going to give you a little backstory of how I've become an expert and how I've implemented certain things into my life when tragedy or chaos just comes, whether it's weather-related, hurricanes, earthquakes, a medical situation, a family situation, friends, whatever the case may be, you know, life happens and you have to be prepared. So I'm going to give you a little background on my life and how that's actually helped me get to where I am today and how I've used certain things and I implement them when crazy chaos happens. So I'm going to dive right in. First of all, I've worked in probably over like 20 restaurants, 30 restaurants. I don't even know. Probably for about 15 years, maybe even a little bit more. So I started off working in my family's bagel shop. And so I've always been in the service industry like since day one. And I've mentioned that before in a couple other shows. And so, you know, when you're working in a restaurant, you can just get slammed with tables all at once. So that, I think, is number one, like a line out the door working at my family's bagel shop. Like you just need to be in a go, go, go situation. When you get slammed with like five tables at once working in a restaurant, like you need to figure out a system that's going to work best for you. Like go to all the tables, get the drinks, go to all the tables, drop the drinks, go to all the tables, take their appetizers and their food, and then circle back and drop all their food unless you have a runner. And you have to have a very strategic system in place. I've done this my whole entire life. So that's kind of the first, I would say, situation that kind of helped me get to where I am, working in restaurants and being in the service industry. And then when I got into traveling, whether it was on cruise ships, and when I worked on big ships, I've worked on over 30 of them, I had to travel every single week, every 2 weeks to get to the designated ship. Because I was on a different cruise line and a different ship all the time, I was flying all over the place trying to get to that ship. So if there was a weather situation or a customs situation or a schedule of a ship, it wasn't there, you know, you just have to figure it out. And so I've always been in these types of careers and situations where you have to be on your toes at all times. Like you just have to be alert and you have to figure it out. And so that's just always what I've done. And so, you know, if I couldn't get through customs or if my flight was delayed or, you know, if the ship wasn't there yet, then I just figured out, do I go somewhere and work on my computer? Do I have to spend the night in another city? Do I have to wait for the ship? You know, I would just figure it out. And that's so chaotic, let me tell you, like clearing customs every week, traveling. I was traveling with two 75-80 pound suitcases. One was my life, the other one was all makeup product, which is insane. And so sometimes that was difficult clearing customs because they're like, what is all this brand new product? So I just figured it out and I thrived in that chaos. And then when I got into more of a luxury travel, industry, whether I was working on board motor yachts, which I've worked on over 20 of them, which is also insane, and private jets, you need to be on your toes like yesterday. Like, there's no excuse for any guest. No one wants to hear it. And so if you are the type of person that like thinks that they can sleep like 30 extra seconds, or you weren't prepared yesterday for something that's about to come your way, like, that industry will never, ever be for you because, oh, I don't know why I'm coughing. Sorry. I just like can't even believe like the madness that happens. So I'm pretty sure you've seen Below Deck on Bravo. Well, in real life, because that's a very scripted show, I hate to break it to you. In real life, when you work on yachts, it's that, what you see, like times 100. The stress and drama they create, other than like the hooking up and all of that, like the actual work situation, it's like 10 times, 100 times. Like, it's absolutely insane the shit that gets thrown your way. A guest wants something and you don't have it, you find a helicopter to come to your yacht while you're underway and bring it to you. I've actually seen this on Instagram. It's one of the Uber helicopters in Europe. They have them deliver champagne because they ran out. You can never be so prepared, because a charter guest will always want, and an owner of their own boat will always want something. And that's why there's certain lists, and those lists need to be like multiplied and be available everywhere, as well as the product and the services that they want. They have a ton of money that they're spending, and they deserve that. They deserve that service. So you better be on your toes, and you better be prepared, like, right away, like, which in the yachting industry means like yesterday. Charter guests can want anything at any given moment, at any given time. And so that's just so chaotic. You know, they'll come at a certain time when they didn't say, and they won't let anyone know. So the boat would have to be prepared and polished and uniforms ironed and pressed, and like, you not sweating, like, you know, making a bed or filling the fridge or designing table schematics. Like, there's no time. Like, you drop everything and the guest is number one priority. So the same thing goes with private jets. I mean, with turbulence, with departures, takeoff times, what the plane interior should look like. I've designed interiors where TV crews were coming to film the work, and I was like, they were coming at a different time, and I was still at Target picking out like candle holders. And you just need to get in your car and go, and whatever you have in your car, like, you got to make that work. And so that's what I did, and it still came out amazing. And I just think that because I've always been in these careers where I've been in these situations where it's like literally like life or death to some people, like, if something's not done, you need to know how to figure it out, and you needed to figure it out yesterday. So you always have to be prepared. When I was working as a personal assistant, you know, I realized like by the first day, at the end of the day, that certain things I had to have on me all the time. I worked as a personal assistant for a couple people, very, very high profile individuals. And if they don't have something, they expect you to have it. So I would have in my purse at all times, and I still do, because I feel like I need them in my life now, but somebody else will always need them. And so I always carry them with me still to this day in Ziplocs in my purse. Like, all my friends still make fun of me, like, why do you carry this shit with you still? And I'm like, I just need it, okay? Don't ask. I just need it. So this is literally like 10 years later. I still need these things in my purse. So, and I'm telling you, it's good that I have them, because I just needed them the other day. So just to give you an idea, things that I still have in my purse, like, that are a necessity, are tape roller, Downy D Wrinkle. I have the Static Guard spray. I have chargers, backup chargers. I have razors. I have bobby pins. I have very specific pens and highlighters and post-it notes and something to write in that doesn't belong to me. Like, it's insane the shit I carry with me. I'm going to post a picture on my Instagram, so check that out. But that way you can see like how I really roll with my purse. I just need these things. But it's good that I have them because I literally just needed half of them for something that was thrown my way. So I want to now share with you two stories. So that's my experience. That's how I have literally become an expert of thriving in chaos. I know it sounds ridiculous, but there's a lot of shit that happens in life and you just need to be prepared, whether it's in your personal life, your professional life, if you're a professional patient and you're going through something medical related or you're taking care of someone. I'm telling you, listen to me right now, because these are the best tips you're going to get, because I've thrived in this myself and I literally am an expert now, because there's nothing that can get my thrown my way that I literally cannot figure out in like 2 seconds, like nothing. And so just going through my own journey of like, it's year four now of being a professional patient. Actually, I should say longer. It's like 6 years of being a professional patient and getting misdiagnosed and now going through the legal stuff. I figured it all out. There's no one that can tell me I can't figure something out, because I know I can, and I can do it really, really fast. And I feel like the career I've had over the last 25 years, it's just insane. Like how many things, I mean, I could literally do a podcast series on just the shit that's been thrown my way and how I've flipped it and like come out a winner. Like, so let me know if you want to hear any more of those stories, because legally I can now talk about them. So, first of all, I wanted to share that today's episode is brought to you by my new program, Momentum. And Momentum is a 12-month on-demand coaching experience. So if you are looking to hire a business, LinkedIn, podcast, life, mindset coach, and you don't want to invest big money, but you need somebody to always be answering your questions, whether it's technical, whether it's life and mindset related, whether it's something for business, social media, I literally can be in your pocket for the entire year. It's unlimited voice and text support. And then once a month, we get on a video call for 60 minutes. And because I've gotten a couple requests, I actually just launched a version for 6 months as well. So you have a 6 or 12 month option, and it's under $3,000 for the entire year. You guys, it's like insane what you get out of this program. You have me for the whole year, or just 6 months if you prefer. So I just wanted to share that with you. And also, just a quick heads up, I'm only taking on 4 more podcast clients as of today, because I have a certain number of shows I wanted to reach, and 4 more shows, I hit that number. So if you have been dying to start a podcast, you have this message that's burning inside of you, or you're looking for an outlet to expand your brand globally, a podcast will literally do just that. I started my show 3 years ago. I'm now in 65 countries. I'm on every single podcast platform you can think of, including Pandora now. And it's just insane what it's done for me personally, as well as my business. And in the beginning, I just started sharing my life with an autoimmune disease and business and LinkedIn tips, because I needed a way to make money right away if I were going to become blind and paralyzed. And now it's become my entire business. So if you're somebody that's looking to launch a show, you just need some coaching, you just need some production, seriously, just send me a message and we can talk about like exactly what you need. Maybe Momentum will be something better for you. But I just wanted to give you that information now. So now let's dive into these two stories. So last night, I actually was at the market. It's this place called Winco here in San Diego. And in Vegas, there's quite a few. And here, there's a, here in San Diego, I think it's just this one. And it's basically like a bulk store. It's like a Costco or Sam's Club, but on a lower end, and no clothes or anything. Just, well, sometimes they have like random aisles with stuff, but it's bulk and it's low cost. I go there all the time to fill up my water gallons at 30 cents a piece. Like, I love that steel deal. And I go, what was I going there for last night? Oh, I wanted to see if they had a specific wine and to see their price, because it's on sale at Target, you know, so I have to go live my best life and price check my wines. So that's why I went. And then I got a couple other things and, of course, forgot the almond milk, like the main reason why I needed to go. So I'm in line and this woman in front of me is like frantically looking for her card. And I look at her order and it was like massive. And I was like, oh my God, she's been here forever. And I couldn't see the total of it, but she couldn't find her card. And so she was talking to the cashier and she was like super embarrassed and like this was a very chaotic moment for her. Let's just say that. Like, she had been in there for a solid hour shopping. She had so much stuff. And so she was asking the cashier, like, what do I do with all this? Like, I have to go home and, like, go grab my card. And so she's like, well, we can put it in a car, but, like, we have to put it back because it's, like, it belongs in the fridge and freezer. Like, how long are you going to be? And it was just, like, such a complicated freaking situation. And I asked the cashier, I was like, how much is her order? And she tilted the screen. It was almost $300. So if you go to one of these Winco stores or Sam, well, it's not like Sam's or Costco price-wise. If you go to a store like this, you know, it's like going to the dollar store and being in there for an hour. You spend hundreds. So her total was almost $300. That's a ton of stuff. Like, it was literally a cart filled to the top. Like, so much food. And I said, oh, I don't think I can sponsor her for that $300. So then I went up to the woman and I said, hey, do you have PayPal? Excuse me. And she's like, yeah, I do. I'm like, PayPal me the total and I'll swipe my card and pay for your stuff. That way you can just leave. I didn't even think twice about that. I just knew, like, what to do. And she was like, oh my God, yeah, I do have PayPal. Okay, what's your email? So she sends it my email. I swipe my card. And it was weird because the cashier was going back and forth from my order to her order. Mine was only like 20-something. And she didn't have to rescan or void or anything. So I said, okay, hold my order. Let me, like, pay for hers. So she sent me the money and then I swiped my card. And so that way she could leave like a normal person and not be like having a heart attack. Like, oh my God, I have to go all the way back. My food's going to be bad. Like, it's just too much. So I swiped my card and we were good to go. And she's like, oh my God, thank you so much. I'm like, of course. And I'm like, Apple Pay is good too, but I don't think they had it at that store. So we kind of like had a little chuckle about that. But like, I thrive in chaos. And that's a prime example. Number one, that happened just last night. And when I left, I was like, I didn't even think twice. I was like, where is your money? How can you get it to me? How can I help you now? And I fixed the problem. Now, I want to share another story with you. This one's a bit more intense. So one of my best friends was in the hospital an hour away from me for a couple of days this week. And I had to be there every single day because, like, she's my bestie. So when I knew I had to go, it was like, oh my God, where are you? What happened? Why are you getting admitted? Like, what is the situation? You know, I go into like professional patient / doctor mode. But what I do is immediately pack a bag of every single thing I knew that she would need. Because as a professional patient, I know that you need to have certain things. If you're getting admitted, you don't know how long you're going to be there with you so that you can actually be comfortable and actually feel good. Because you don't feel good when you're there. You feel like shit. And it's like no one's answering your questions. No one's paying attention. And you need to just have everybody on the same page. But the only thing that's going to make you feel good are like little things that will make you feel at ease and like comfortable. So immediately I packed my bag. I went into like full-blown like beast mode, like multitasking like a boss. Packed one of my Kipling bags. I brought my chemo blanket. So I have two blankets. I have a faux mink and I have a faux giraffe. And my faux giraffe was with me every single chemo treatment. So it's like my good luck blanket. So I packed that for her. I packed her comfy socks, a nice lotion that didn't smell like too much. And because, you know, you can't have like too many smells, especially when you're admitted. Chapstick, wipes, a tape roller, because when you put your pants back on, you have the shit from all the blankets on your pants. So a tape roller. I brought her like a soft headband. I brought essential oils. If they weren't like too strong, I was going to use those. All the chargers and the extra long cord, because I've had IVs where I had to keep moving and unplugging so I could charge my phone. And that was an absolute nightmare. So I just went into beast mode. I packed the bag. I knew everything that I needed to bring for her. And I went. And so I just like, I feel like thriving in chaos is like in my blood. Like, I'm so good at it. I'm not even kidding. Like, I could brag about this because I've helped so many people and helped myself so many times because in my mind, like, I don't even think about what needs to happen. I'm like robotic about it and I just do it. And so I went, I was on my merry little way. And then in order to, you know, be your best self for the other person if there's others involved. I've realized over the past 20 something years that there's certain things that you need to do for yourself first. So years ago, and being sick and everything, I would have such freaking anxiety, like heart palpitations, ready to have a heart attack and drop dead anxiety. Now, with the thanks of my CBD oil, I have a new one I've been using for the last 3 months. I got in Vegas. It's so good. It's a lemon ginger. It has a little bit of THC, which really helps with the anxiety. Before, I didn't have that, and that's why I was doing like 4 full droppers of my CBD and nothing was happening. I finally, excuse me, I think I've met somebody that fully explained my CBD, but that, like, side note, okay, so CBD, like, saves my life on a daily basis, also helps fight, like, serious inflammation, just FYI. If you're looking for an alternative to meds, I would highly suggest researching CBD oils and everything that you want to learn, and then choose a line that would work best for you. But that's something that I use every single morning. And then just being in the Los Angeles area every single day this week, I also used it in the afternoon as well as at night. I don't know how I ever survived living in Los Angeles. So I want to share with you now some of the tips that, well, some of the things rather, sorry, that I do, that I need to do so that I can be on my A game for others when it is crazy chaotic. Now, you're going to have to, you know, feel these out and see like how long you can do these, or they're very time sensitive when something chaotic happens, whether, you know, it's a hurricane or earthquake, things weather related, you can prepare. So I grew up in hurricanes. I grew up in Rhode Island. So we always had like hurricane essentials, candles, matches, the masking tape for the glass windows, things like that. When you have an earthquake, there's things, you know, especially with hurricanes as well. Like if you lose power, you need to have, you know, canned goods and like a little stove that runs on batteries. So you should be fully stocked with batteries, you know, kits like this that help, first aid kits, like all these things, like foods that you're going to be able to eat that you don't need electricity for, right? So you want to, or gas, you want to be prepared with that when it comes to like weather situations. When it comes to helping people, when there is like a crazy situation, like a chaotic experience, the only way you're going to be able to help them the most is if you do the most for yourself first. So I just had to do, I just started doing breath work again. So I was like doing all the breaths while I was packing my bag for my friends. And day 2, I knew this was going to be like a couple days of an adventure. So I needed to just ground myself first. So I had, sometimes you don't have this time. I made the time. So it's like in business and in life, like if you want to get something done, you have to make the time and you have to work on it. Same thing goes for this. I was waking up earlier, so I had more time for myself so I could breathe, I could meditate, I could get prepared because, you know, I'm running a business. So running on the business from the highways in Los Angeles, like, isn't the most ideal, but I could do it. And I can run my hotspot and I can type on my computer when I'm in park on the freaking highway. And I did that. And if you wake up earlier and you do your normal morning routine, I mean, you're probably not going to have time for your morning workout if that's a thing, but you can always do it later. So I was waking up earlier. I made the time for myself. I was doing my breaths. I did my meditation. I wrote in my journal. If I didn't have time for that, I would bring my journal. And then I wrote my journal when I was at the hospital. And then I wrote in my journal when I was at a coffee shop. I wrote my journal when I was staying at my friend's house. And I just threw everything I needed in my purse. So I have my purse and then I have another bag. So I brought my own other bag. So I had my makeup, I had my laptop, I had my podcast equipment, I had my journal, and then everything else I would need, like a change of clothes, my wipes, always have wipes. Just all these things I always need. So I go prepared. Like, how long am I going to be here for? Like, I spent the night once or twice, I forget. But I was back and forth every single day so I could like refresh. So I ended up doing my friend's laundry so that when she got out of the hospital, she had clean clothes. I had a tape roller so it wasn't like, you know, lint balls all over. But because I washed it, it was good to go. But like things like this, I mean, this is like a high maintenance situation, but I'm telling you, it just makes you feel a hell of a lot better, or your friend or whoever else is involved. So these are just, you know, my tips on how I work in my robotic ways, and you can take pieces of this and implement it into your own life so that you can be calm and just thrive in this. Like, you don't need to have anxiety, you don't need to have panic attacks, just get it done. So the only way you're going to be able to get more done is, again, doing things for yourself first that you can help others later. So after I would meditate, journal, if I had the time, I would, you know, hop in the car and go. I would have to do all my calls. If I woke up early, I was doing podcast production like super early. I had to produce 8 shows this week. So I did one day, I listened to all the shows to write the show notes. And then the next day I was producing. And then the next day I was producing because of my time. I just had to like reorganize my schedule. And then I was taking calls on the way there, on the way back, in between, from the visitor's room, on the highway, like on the freeways in LA. And then I was just emailing everybody as soon as I would stop somewhere or again parked on the 405. So I had a lot of things going on in my mind, so I'd constantly be writing things in notes section in my phone where I basically put everything, and I didn't want to forget anything. So whether it was something the doctors was saying about my friend, whether what my friend was saying to me and I could relate to her family or everybody else that was contacting me about her, like I just kept putting stuff in notes because I would forget. I was like all over the place, but I had to get my work done. I even got 2 new clients throughout all of this craziness from the highway. So thanks, Ella. And from the visitor's lounge at the hospital. So it was kind of insane, but it happened. I just want you to know that you just need to be ready. So you need to wake up earlier and make that time. Certain things that I did for myself on one of the days was when I woke up earlier, when I was listening to the shows, I was writing in my notebook the notes for my clients' episodes. I was actually making my green juice, and then another time I was actually scrubbing my bathroom. Like, I know it's weird, but this is what happens when you work on yachts. Like, you need everything like super clean when you come back. So after like an insane day of like driving all around Los Angeles, like I would come home and my room, like my bed was made, I put my pink Himalayan salt lamp on, I lit my candle, my diffuser's going, my sheets are clean, they smell like lavender. Like, this is what I need personally in order to be the best for someone else, so that I would go to bed, I put on my 10-hour sleep meditation, and I would wake up the next morning earlier so that I can get my shit done, so that I could be there for my friend. So there are so many things that can happen to you in life and business, but you just need to be prepared. You need to be organized. Obviously, I talk about being organized for everything, everywhere, always. And by that, I mean just having lists. Like, I always joke with my friends, like, just make a list. But I'm telling you, studies show, there's so many, just Google it. Sorry, I'm losing my voice now. That if you write things down over and over again and constantly looking at it, but writing specifically, it just does wonders for your memory and actually implementing things and making things come, you know, into fruition, become a reality and help you expand and grow and so much more. So just Google like what the, cause I don't know the percentage, so I don't want to give you a wrong number, but I write things down every single day because of my memory. My memory is awful from all the chemo and all the drugs I was on. So when I write things down every single day, it helps me memorize. And something with podcast production, I was telling a friend because she's like, why don't you just start outsourcing now with all this production? I'm like, I mean, I could, but it really helps stimulate my brain. And I need anything and everything to continuously do that for my memory. So it may take me twice as long sometimes with specific shows I produce, but it helps me. And so I really want to like challenge myself and keep producing myself because it helps with my memory and it helps stimulate my brain and it like challenges me. And I really, really do need that because I feel like if I don't do that, I'll start losing more of my memory. So that like kind of helps because it's repetitive. I'm constantly producing. So that is really all the tips I think I wanted to share with you. It was an insane week. My friend's out of the hospital, FYI, thank God. But I just wanted to share these things with you because I am an expert when it comes to thriving in any chaotic situation, just from my past personal and professional experiences. And I know that everybody could use these because it's life. Like, life happens. No one has a perfect life. If they tell you they do, they're lying. So again, just to go over them, just make sure you're setting your alarm clock, I would say, for an hour or two earlier so that you can be your best self for the situation, right? You need to be sitting calm. And if you want to meditate and journal it out, take your journal with you, go ahead and do that. But that's something that's going to help relieve the anxiety in the situation. Take notes in your phone, text somebody constantly if you don't have a note section in your, in your phone, or email yourself. Oh my gosh, I have such hiccups. I pounded my iced coffee before I recorded. These little things will seriously make a difference. And you want to just be able to refer back to something, especially if it's medically related. And, you know, just be ready. Do little things in your home before you need to leave, if you have time. Sometimes life happens and you have no time. But if the next day allows, then this is when you would start implementing some of these things. And I know mine are extreme, but that's just how I roll. So I hope those tips helped. Let me know if you've had a crazy situation in your life and if you needed more help. You know, again, if it's something weather related, go out, get those canned goods. Make sure you have lots of batteries. If, you know somebody that's sick, make sure you have a medical bag. If somebody's pregnant, you know, they have their bag they bring to the hospital. So it's the same thing. I have my chemo bag. It was packed with so many more things, but you know, if you're dealing with a patient, you want to have like some of their favorite things. If you can't, my friend was on a liquid diet, so I couldn't bring any like treats. So that all depends. But those are just some of my tips so that you can actually be able to thrive better and be your best self so that you can help more people around you when you do come into something that is utterly and complete chaos. So I hope that helped. And again, if you guys want any more information on Momentum or your podcast production, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com. The links will all be in the show notes as well. And reach out to me. And oh, one more thing. I've been doing a lot more green juicing and I'm about to make a new veggie burger recipe. So if you're into healthy recipes, I'm doing no sugar. I'm down 8 pounds. I have 92 to go. I have a 100-pound goal, which is insane, but I know I'm going to do it. So I have all those recipes on my Instagram. They're all in my highlights. So I have healing recipes, detox soups, detox meaning just like super healthy all veggie soups, my veggie burgers, my vegan ice cream, my sweet potato hash browns, like so many good yummy vegetable, some meat, and a ton of veggies that you can use and implement into all these recipes. So check those out on my Instagram at The Happy Workaholic. But that's all I have for you guys today. Stay tuned for next week because I'll be recording my 1 year anniversary show of being misdiagnosed, which is crazy. That is January 23rd. I actually might put it out on the day earlier. Yeah, Thursday. So shows usually go out Friday. This will actually go out Thursday. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to be sharing what has happened in the last year since I found out I was misdiagnosed. It could be a long one. But thanks, guys, for listening. I really appreciate your time that you spend with me every week, and I will see you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. And if you have 2 minutes and listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you could leave me a review. Those messages mean so much to us podcasters, and they really help me create more of the content that you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? It's simple. Head to Facebook and search for the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself, coaching programs, weekly newsletter, and more, visit thehappyworkaholic.com. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is part of the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Be sure to follow the Happy Workaholic Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.